The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this 27th day of June 2016. Reminder day is coming up here in a couple of days. First person who wishes me a happy birthday gets his head cut off. Caliphate style. Your mother only bore you once. Everything else is just a remembrance day. We are doing a pledge drive for the network. Well, a mini pledge drive. I have not involved the other numerous hosts on this network, and I won't unless I gotta. And if you're thinking, man, most of you listen to most of the programming anyhow. So I just wanted to give a shout out here. I do not have permission to use last name, so I'll just say Leanne C. Well, you're local. Thank you. $60. Mr. Joseph, Minnesota, $80. Thank you. This one is, whoa, what the heck? $200. Thank you. A little play on words there. Thank you very much. And this be, thanks, Mark. I appreciate that. In Silverdale, Washington, $100. Pat S., $50. Terrence S., $50. Roy S., $125. Thank you so much. I appreciate this, guys. Just to let you know, the upgrades to the network, of course, you've probably heard by now. We put up a new listening system for the network, for the phones, called, I called it the Wide 9. 9 different hosts. Listen to the stream. Use it from any phone, as long as you've got unlimited minutes, or even if you don't. if you're not a spendthrift, thrift, I'll get that out. But from any phone. Home phone, doesn't matter. Unlimited minutes, iPhones, Blackberries, whatever. Unlimited. If you have that, call the number. It's posted on the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Mike, do you have that number handy? Of course you do. The call-in number. What? I need it. What do you keep pointing to your head for?
605-562-5111.
One more time.
605-562-5111.
What were you pointing to your head for?
Huh?
You were pointing at your head.
That's where I keep it.
Oh, boy. Just to give you a little for instance here, I just did something that I didn't think was possible. I was dealing with this company. If you're a business person out there, warning, warning, Will Robinson. And I can say this because, well, I'm a customer. If I wasn't, it might be considered slander. This company switched us over from an internal PBX to a voice over IP system. Oh, you're going to save tons of money. Well, the phone bills are running, depending on the month and the phone traffic, anywhere from $1,800 to $2,000 a month. Oh, hey, we got a brand new system. We're just starting up with it. Well, they didn't know their golf balls from the ninth hole green. And, yeah, they hooked me up, and we had problem after problem after problem. Well, simply what they did was did away with my internal PBX, did a voice over IP system, ran it through their system, and was charging me 3 cents a minute for long distance. Okay. And the bills kept going up, $800, $825, $850, $1,000. The last one was $1,100. And I said, look, and I was promised a meeting for the last couple of months, been waiting ever so patiently with their internal lawyer, an accountant, my account manager, that's what they call him up there. And I've got to call John Statmiller to collect funds before Impact Telecom shuts his numbers down. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, if you ask me the right question, I'll give you the right answer. I said, well, I appreciate that. Okay, we're ready to go. I'm waiting week after week after week for a meeting that never would come. Got an email just last Thursday. It says, well, we reviewed it internally. Yeah, you're being charged correctly. Here's a complaint department. And then the following day, I get a letter that says we're turning your account over to a collections agency. Now, this is after being a customer of this company for more than 13 years. So what did I do? I reached out, did a little web search, got Critics' Choice, Vonage, I think it's Vonage, and lo and behold, $298 a month, unlimited minutes, $298. So I just knocked off $800 more out of this budget, and I'm crossing my fingers. They're assuring me, switch when it's made. You won't even know it's made. Okay. Now, I've told you before, we have done everything that we could here. We used to have about 1,600 square foot office space. We're all now crammed in about 800 square feet. As long as we climb on each other's shoulders and walk around, we're doing just fine. Just watch your head on the door frames. But hey, you have to do what you have to do. And I'm going to continue to make budget cuts. It was about 10.5 for the operation of the network, some months a little bit more. Well, we got it down to about 9,200 or 9,300. And there's a few things that I can still tweak a little bit. So we've been doing everything we can. I just don't want you folks to get the idea that when we do a pledge drive for the network, oh, hell, you know, what's my, you know, contribution? They got money. They're a radio network. Well, yeah, go out and ask the many people that tried to even run an internet and couldn't even keep that going. It is time-consuming, detail-oriented, and there are costs that if you don't pay, you don't play. So we're about $3,000 short of the budget. But here's the beauty of this. I used to have an inside advertising guy. Yeah, until I found out he was sticking sales into his PayPal account, personal account. Aside from screwing the pooch on so many other things. These guys don't grow on trees for selling advertising for alternative media. Trust me on this one. Remember the first time I put the feelers out, I'm getting guys that were part of radio stations, stick broadcasters, networks, or whatever. Okay, what benefit packages are you offering? You know, what's my holiday pay? You know, and I'm going, what? Holiday? Have you guys ever been paid for a holiday around here, Mike? About 5 years ago? That's when the money was, well, not fat, but still there. Yeah. Yeah. These guys, when we don't broadcast on a holiday or whatever, they don't get paid. So, just letting you know, we're not playing Ben Bernanke here throwing dollar bills out of helicopters. So, at any rate, do us a major favor. The fix is in. The solution is going to arrive at this network in a few days. And I got to make sure that everything still remains plugged in. And I'll tell you what, we get cash ahead here on this network that I can actually take a vacation. I am going to take a vacation. I will have substitute host doing my show. And after doing this for roughly 23, almost 24 years, I'm going to take a real vacation. I might even go out there and visit Ron McDonald and plop on his doorstep.
I thought you didn't like it in this neck of the woods.
Well, as long as I wear blinders and, you know, I don't talk to the poofdas around there, I'm just fine. No, they're all nice people. It's just that, Ron,
they're not all over the place.
Oh, well, I'm just old school. You know, I just don't like limp-wristed sissies. I'm sorry. It's just...
You should be up here on Bear Weekend. They're not limp-wristed.
Oh, please. That's enough information right there. And Stevie Keenarino that made a trip up to your place, he's doing a show on a low-power FM up there someplace.
Yeah, he is. Out in, I believe in... What is it? Just Monterio.
Okay, is that far from you?
No, it's about 5 miles.
Can you get him on the air?
I haven't tried.
Well, that was awfully nice of Steve not to tell you that, hey, I'm on a radio station up there.
Yeah, he's mentioned. It's a jazz station. I think that's what he does. I love jazz.
Well, he doesn't do jazz. He actually does a radio show with real information. He's not doing a music show.
So he's changed it since he's informed me about it.
Yeah. So, and, you know, I want to go out to the Poof to Parade out there.
I think it already came and gone. Steve informed me that it was here. I don't pay attention to anything that happens in town.
And would you like to rephrase that? Would you like to say that it has already taken place and gone?
It's already taken place and gone.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. But I'll send you a note next year for it.
Oh, great. You know, this is an event. I want to go out there with HD recorders and show you all the stuff, folks. You know, and I know some people will take your word for it, but if America, say, how long has that parade been going on, Gay Pride Parade?
I don't know when it started in San Francisco. I think back in the 90s.
Oh, so they've been running for really that long, a couple of decades?
Yeah, I would say so, because apparently it's a big deal in San Francisco, but that's where you really see things you don't want to see.
The Gay Pride Poof to Parade, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's everything goes, and it's not only, from what I understand, because I've never seen one, it's not only the people participating, it's the people on the sidelines doing their thing, too. So it's
Several years ago, somebody had sent me a video and said, John, if you've got a weak stomach, turn your head. Well, I couldn't have watched the video if I turned my head. I was into it for about 15 seconds. I was 15 seconds into that video, and I had to shut it off. Two guys doing something to each other in an alley that I don't even want to give you a description of. And this is the kind of stuff they don't show you on national television, of what these depraved individuals do on parade, on floats, going down the street and God in front of all of his people.
Well, you know, there's a saving grace to all this, and that is that the local area is just nothing but populated with gays. So if you're in there, if you're in there as a heterosexual, you're an outsider going in to investigate. So it's localized, let's put it that way.
You know, I miss the 50s and the 60s. Remember the commercials, Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat? Now it's Poof-A-Roni, the San Francisco. Jeez.
Well, in the 50s, I went to Aquatic Park, it's right there in San Francisco. I saw the beatniks and the woman dancing without bras on. So, I mean.
50s?
In the 50s.
Well,
yes.
They were liberating themselves back then. Okay.
Yes.
That's what that whole liberation thing was, by the way. They just, never mind. Steve in California, speaking of the devil. Steve in California.
Hey, guys. Ron, I've been trying to talk to you. You're just not available. You're a busy guy.
Oh. Well, I emailed you back.
Well, wait a minute. Let me understand the circumstance.
This other thing, I've been working on it for a couple months.
Steve.
I'm still doing the jazz thing.
Steve.
And I just decided to no longer be silent.
Steve.
John was my influence
Steve.
On this one.
Steve, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You mean to tell me you've got to call into, you're in California, you've got to call into a radio show in Round Rock, Texas to talk to Northern California because you can't get a hold of this guy?
He's busy. I don't know what he's up to. He's a busy man.
I guess so.
He is.
So anyhow, I emailed you back today and told you to tell me more about the radio show. Okay, so tell me about the radio show.
Well, it's kind of filling in the blanks and the obvious omissions from corporate mass media. I'm tired of it. I'm just tired of it. We're getting really poor news, and this is the perfect time for independent media. And I have to say that, John, you've been my inspiration to carry out this dream of mine. It's only been in the second show. We did a debut last Sunday. Last Sunday was our first show. It was just kind of a eye-opening, groundbreaking thing for me, and I'm just happy to be doing it. I'm getting a pretty good response from my area here, and they're going to keep plugging away, kind of in the same format as RBN. Very similar, opening up people's eyes and thought-provoking and perspective.
Well, what on-air name do you use?
Oh, I go by my real name here, out there.
Okay, which is?
Steve. I did get a call, an interesting call, and the program director sent me a telephone number. Somebody had called into the station after the very first show. Actually, it may have been a promo thing on another show, and they were interested. And I thought, geez, are you telling me I got a stalker already? And we're out there in the woods, broadcasting, and so I get off late at night, and I'm kind of worried sometimes about stuff like that, I'm just trying to open people's minds. I don't want to offend people. I just want to open up their minds and to look at the big picture. And he said, oh, no, I think it's just a fan. So it turned out it was a fan, thank God. But now I know what you guys have to put up with.
Well, and, I generally ignore those. I just get really upset with people that are wasting time and energy. For years, I've linked a friend of mine put up a website, Freedom Forum. And I've been watching it degrade over the last year or so. They get the moles and trolls up there. Yeah. And then they get people that will treat somebody else's website when it was designed for information to spur conversation and more input, whatever they know. Send a link over, post it in a story, whatever. It's to get people involved, get the information out there. Yeah. And I about went ballistic the other day. It was just... moles and troll stuff, or they'll put the clickbait stuff up. Like somehow, I just saw the other day, 5 things you got to do with an iron skillet. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, this is hints from Heloise or something like that. We're on the verge here of either winking out as a human race or severely curtailed and controlled. Or we might have a chance here to flip this thing back and gain the freedom and liberty that we have lost. This is crucial time. And I just don't have any patience for anybody that just wants to dawdle and misuse resource because the resources are so precious.
I totally agree. I opened up my first show. We did talk about the Great Britain leaving the EU, which was interesting. I've been following that and predicting this for a while, and our stock markets took a big tumble, and I expected that. And we're expecting the big collapse. It's going to happen. But I did have to play an audio clip from YouTube that I pointed out the failures in our media that everybody, just takes the information and runs with it. It's true. It's gospel now. Was the Andrea Mitchell bit where she was interviewing a head investigator for that was investigating the NSA, and she broke the story and she started speaking, getting more information about the investigation, the violations of the NSA, and then suddenly stops the story for a news breaking story, and then it was Justin Bieber was just arrested in Miami, Florida for driving under the influence of alcohol.
Hey, Steve, hang on one second. Folks, stay tuned here. We'll get into some hard driving information here. But just hang on one second. Let's take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, Steve, since you're up there in the Poofta Principalities, tell you what, why don't you invite me on your show and we'll just stick to financial stuff and stuff that no matter what walk of life or how they walk, they can use the information. How's that?
That sounds good to me. Always. Right. Like I said, you were an inspiration. Thanks for being there and thanks for doing what you're doing.
Well,
just like I said, it opened my eyes. A couple of years ago, I think I first discovered you guys, and I'm not going to be silent anymore. I'm done.
Well, and you're a particularly interesting individual. You've accomplished some things in your life, and you know your type of work and what you do in the medical field, and I've watched your emails. You've sent me a lot of good information and emails over the months. And I thought, you know what, Johnny planted a seed. Let's see where this one goes. And now I know.
Yep.
All right, man. Steve,
hey, thank you guys.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Hey, bye-bye.
All right. Got to play this. Have you heard this one? Ron, Judge Napolitano, he came out on Fox News and said nobody died until 5:13 in the morning down in Florida to supposed shooting.
Actually, I did. I'm an avid reader of your website.
Okay, well, here it is, folks. Judge Napolitano. On Fox News.
The records of the 911
emergency. By the way of Rick Wiles, by the way, this is actually Rick Wiles' show and he's going to play the clip. Holy mackerels. Thank you, Jimmy. Whoa.
What a donation. Wow. At any rate, Rick Wiles, along with his co-host Doc Burkhart and Edward Zoll, and I know Rick, I've spoken to him many times. Here's the clip that he played.
Emergency calls disappeared, not only in Orlando, but all of Florida and the southeastern United States for the hours of midnight to 3 a.m. And you have contacted St. Lucie County Sheriff's Department. They told you that the FBI seized the 911 calls and ordered the sheriff not to talk to anybody. You came up with something today that stunned me because you have an audio, well, you've got the video, of Judge Napolitano on Fox News on June 20th. So that was Monday after the shooting in Orlando, right? And Judge Napolitano said something on live television on the Fox News channel. And what he said should have been on the front page of every newspaper in the world. And I did not hear it until you played it for me a few minutes before we came into the studio. And I said, Edward, you've got to play this. This has got to get out. Judge Napolitano would not go on national television. The man is a former judge. He would not go on national television and make an outrageous statement that could not be backed up. Let's play the soundbite of Judge Napolitano on Fox News on June 20th, talking about the transcripts of the 911 calls from Orlando.
All right, now let me pause it right there because I can see we're under a time constraint here. We got to take the bottom of the hour hard break. But folks, have you been paying attention to Orlando, Florida, the Pulse nightclub, the little crying mother that was actually standing in front of a green screen in a studio and sitting there halfway reading a teleprompter and faking like she was crying. And there, the looped video that we saw, people rescuing from what? They were carrying them down the street, not away from the nightclub, but toward the nightclub. Who the hell is going to do that if the shooting started? Remember the scenario? The guy broke into the nightclub and, well, he took hostages and he was shooting people. And people were texting and they were calling. Really? And the FBI did what? Ordered everybody in southeastern United States, don't release any 911 calls. Don't release anything. This, ladies and gentlemen, some people had question about Sandy Hook. Well, it looked kind of funny. This one was nothing but a false flag beginning to end. We even had Fox News reporters down there playing victims with injuries they did not have. These lying sacks of, well, fill in the blank. Let's take the bottom of the hour break and get back on the other side. Napolitano nailed it. I gotta give him due where credit is due. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, what kind of joking? No fountains, but youth? I got it. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyou.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyou.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Is this one of these bumps that there's a hidden message in there or something? Oh, it's a Monday request. Okay. If you got the blues on Monday, it must mean you had a bad weekend and a sucky last week. At any rate, we're back. All right, Judge Napolitano, this is through Rick Wiles' show. I wanted to give a little shout-out to Rick Wiles up there in good old, I think he's still in Dallas, Texas.
How many omissions were there? Were there one? Well, then it could explain that one-off scenario that they originally talked about.
It's impossible to tell.
This was not a one-off.
Right. These are in two parts. There's an actual transcript, and then there's a summary of the rest. Here's what's news in the summary. Mm-hmm. Nobody died until 5:13 in the morning when the SWAT team entered. Mm. Prior to that, no one had been killed. The 53 that were injured and the 49 that were murdered all met their fates at the time of and during the police entry into the building.
All right. Now, did you hear what he said there at the very end?
Wait a minute, Doc. He said nobody died before 5:13 a.m. And the people who were shot and wounded and those who were shot and killed died after the SWAT team entered the building at 5:13 a.m. That is not according to the official narrative. That's nothing close to what the people have been told. We were told that Omar Mateen burst into the Pulse nightclub with an AR-15 and began blasting people, that he herded people into the bathroom. He was shooting people. And Judge Napolitano, who read the transcript, said nobody was shot until 5:13 a.m. What in the world is going on?
So Judge Napolitano, he's citing the official report, the official FBI transcripts, which were released Monday. And, you know, again, what he mentioned, the news there is that no one died in the official report until 5:03 to 5:13, the actual breach into the Pulse nightclub.
But what about the survivors who were talking about all the shooting that was taking place at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning? Mm-hmm. People laid on the floor and bled to death.
We deserve to hear the 911 audio. The American people deserve to hear the 911 audio to discern fact from fiction.
There is a big stinking lie in this story. Somebody's lying. And it's not Judge Napolitano.
Well, they needed something, didn't they? They needed something to, well, it was like a trifecta, wasn't it, Ron? Let me see.
Yeah.
What did we hit? Those evil AR-15s. Turns out it wasn't even an AR-15. Supposedly. We don't even know if that's real. It was a poofta club. So, it must be gay bashing or gay hating. Look. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I don't hate people because they're lesbian or because they're gay. I don't like their lifestyle, okay? What I really don't appreciate is the government, both state and federal and school systems, pushing poof to palace is normal, natural, and healthy, because it ain't. If you're not religious and you don't think it's against God's law, well, then you've got to certainly believe it's against natural law. As I've said, put 50 lesbians on one island and 50 homosexuals on the other, and within the span of so many years, there's not going to be anybody left unless somebody gets out the old Contiki canoe and makes a little visit.
Yeah. I have a question. What is being inferred there? Are they saying that the federal government actually took these 49 people down?
Well, I was all over the Orlando Police Department hiding behind their cars. We do not know even if that was real footage. And I said that any man with any courage at all, if we got one shooter inside of a building with all these people held hostage, if I'm in uniform and if I got to go against orders, I got the badge, I got the gun, and there are citizens that are in mortal danger, I'm going in, okay? I'm going in. But the clips that we saw, the video, these guys were hiding behind their cars, and, you know, there was shooting going on, and for, we were told, for 3 hours, they just stood down. Very similar to Columbine, and they said, well, then we're not going to make that mistake again. If something's going on, we're going to dynamic entry and go in and take care of the situation. Well, evidently, nobody was taking care of any situation, because we don't even know if there were any hostages inside that nightclub. Who was making these phone calls that the FBI just put a lockdown on? And I can tell you what's going to happen. Me, as a member of the media, if I called the FBI, they would tell me flat out, this is an ongoing investigation, and we can't release any details. So these supposed 911 calls that are going over to loved ones and parents and to the police, apparently they were all phony. And nobody died in that nightclub. Now, they're still sticking to the 49 dead and so many injured, but that didn't happen until 5:13 in the morning. And I've yet to see any gurneys, any bodies, anything else. I saw play actors acting it up for cameras, carrying people down a sidewalk toward the Pulse nightclub. These guys can't get anything right. You know, go get a good Hollywood, go get Oliver Stone. He's a liberal. Go get Oliver Stone to do a production for you. And forget the guys in the uniforms. You got to replace those guys with actors because they're very bad as well. And get good actresses and actors. Well, I'm sorry, they all gender neutral. They're all actors now. Do a better production.
Well, a lot has said that no one died until after 5/13 when they penetrated the structure.
So you got a SWAT team doing dynamic entry, and this is total kill option time. Anybody with a firearm goes down. Evidently, one guy in this nightclub, when he's being stormed by the, if we're to believe this narrative, and the cops, you know, if you saw, remember a week or so ago, you saw this little thing leak out that, you know, maybe some police officers shot and killed some people. Maybe there was some collateral damage during this. That's the only thing that you heard. It's the only thing that you heard. And now it's, well, nobody died until 5/13, but it wasn't until the SWAT team entered. And if I'm a perp, I'm a guy that's deranged and I have it in my heart to kill people no matter what their sexual orientation, religious belief, or anything else, that while I'm being assaulted by the assault weapons from the assault team, that somehow I got time to kill 49 people.
Yeah.
This is total BS. Now you watch what happens with this. This narrative will up and disappear. But you saw what it did. It was a political advantage. You saw what happened last week with these bleeding heart Democrats. Oh, well, we got to stop this. Well, wait a minute. The narrative to the story was that this guy walked into a gun store and he bought his guns legally. So unless you got a pre-crime thing going on there and you can sense whether somebody's going to buy a gun and do something bad with it, the guy... So there couldn't have been anything anybody could have done. Now, Ron, I mean, I'm like, really?
Yeah, well, that's, I feel the same way. The facts just do not jive. That a single man could shoot 49 people as the SWAT team is running in after him, I can't see that. In my wildest dreams.
I'm just manufactured stuff. This is what I said last week, Ron. They're doing nothing but pumping fear. We are under attack. There are terrorists. The FBI a couple of weeks ago put out the thing, well, you know, we got Syrian jihadists, bad people in all 50 states now. And expect attacks. The fear factor, keep being pumped into people. Now, here's a bit of whimsical thinking here. Okay, let's just take it on face value. 49 people are gunned down by a guy that hates gays or is a gay and he has conflict with himself. You know, give it a name, give it a scenario, whatever. Okay, 49 people dead, guy shot a bunch of people up. Okay, so what do? We go out there with gun control. This is what the communists in the country come up with. Well, see, this is these mass shootings. We got to do away with that. And if we're under direct threat of people with evil assault weapons, wait a minute. If I call 911, they show up sometime between death and rigor mortis. So I'm going to rely on my Second Amendment right of self-protection of myself and property. And for the militia, in case I'm ever called up, I don't know who the government would call us up against itself. I don't think so. You know, so here in a crisis where people are getting killed, you need to give up your guns. You know, what kind of thought process comes up with this sort of thing? And, of course, it's all about the hate. It's hate. You're a hater. It's this communistic, mind-twisting, mind-bending that's being shoved down people's throats. You know, that's what Brexit was all about. These people were haters. You know, all these people that want to leave, they're just haters. They're racist. They're this. They're that. Really? That's the best you can do. No, the people and I'll get into the Brexit thing here shortly, but the people in England were suffering under this European Union for so many years, and they saw their country being destroyed, regulated beyond belief. and losing industry after industry because the EU came in and decided, well, England, you can't have it. We're going to take your rights to do that, and we're going to give it to this group of people over there, like they did with the fishing industry. Completely destroyed it. And the problem has been is the young people that have known nothing but the EU and the hollow promises without doing any real mind work of their own, just repeating the diatribe that they're getting off the old telly in the BBC without doing anything for themselves. It has been said that it's been the middle-aged or the older people that saw Britain turn and they said, that's enough of this. That's enough. I mean, Ron, this, we're heading into cuckoo land now. Facts don't matter. Thought process, you're never given both sides of the argument. You're never given a clear picture. Here's the issue. Here's the arguments on either side. And this is deep. We've dug down deep into the bowels of these arguments, and we're going to present them. No, what they do is take a false story, whip up their own opinion about it, put it out there, and ask you what your opinion is of their opinion on a planted story.
Well, I think the bottom line is if I can convince you that something so devastating is going to happen to you, will you give up your arms to me so I can defend you? Isn't that the way it's been played out over centuries?
Well,
is for security, you will give up not only your arms, but your rights?
And this was the last stop. We already saw England disarmed. We already saw the national health care move in. Every developed country on the face of the earth, what have they done, Ron? Gotten rid of the guns, national health care.
Yeah, and you have a mediocre life, if even that.
So when it came time that it was absolutely apparent that, well, maybe the only way out of this hell that we have put ourselves in is maybe to grab our guns. Whoops, they're not there anymore. So you couldn't even resist. You could write a nasty note or a Facebook post or a Twitter, I guess, on your account, but that would be about it.
Yeah.
But as far as actually putting up a physical resistance, forget it. Forget it.
Yeah. Well, I know Britain joined the European Union in 1973, so I'm surprised that there was enough left in the population to overturn the joining again or renewing the membership again.
You think you were surprised? These people thought that, hey, we had this thing down pat. And I was listening to Michael Rivero, and he said, you know, there was vote flipping going on. But evidently, they did not plan on over 70% of the population, the eligible voters, coming out. And they were trying to flip the margins, and it just wasn't working. Now, it passed by, what, 3-4 percentage points, 53-49 or whatever it was. But they were not prepared for that. They thought, you know, with their guy sitting in there as prime minister, Cameron, hey, he thought it was a done deal. Everybody thought it was a done deal. Well, it wasn't a done deal. The people went in bad weather, too, which is not something people enjoy doing. They barely like to get themselves out of their comfortable spot to even go vote, let alone stand in an absolute rainstorm, of which they did. I don't think they were prepared for it. I made the remark last week that, wait a minute, don't they have the vote fixing over there like they do here in this country? Because somebody screwed up. Now, there's been all kinds of speculation as to what's going to happen now. Oh, well, you know, Cameron will find a way, do a false flag or something like that to turn this thing around, to turn this referendum around. I don't think there's any turning it around. Because once that vote went through, all the hyperbole started to die down and people actually started discussing and sharing notes. They're discovering way much more, and because of this, they're talking to each other. You think it's any different in the UK than it is here, folks? People are walking around like isolated zombies. You don't think that they're human because they don't communicate with anybody anymore. They're afraid. See, going back to this fear, 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 fear.
Well, you know, one of the major things I think possibly the eldest members of the family unit started lecturing to their children and their children's children. I can't see it happening any way else. In England, as well as in the United States, the people are so undereducated that only those people who have tasted the freedom and knew what it was like beforehand would be the ones to guide the younger people into freeing themselves. So,
well, there is about 7 other countries that are getting ready to jump. Now, we were told, oh, it's going to wreak financial havoc in the United States. Oh, my gosh, our partner over there across the pond. Well, in 2 days, the stock market, the bloated, propped up by the plunge protection team, the banks protecting Wall Street, you know, criminals will watch each other's back if need be, and that's exactly what they've done. Stock market lost exactly 870 points Friday and today. That's it. It's still up over, the Dow is still up over 17,000 points. So that's the big repercussions here. When this thing starts to roll in Europe, bye-bye EU, bye-bye euro dollar. But here's going to be the trick. Do not let these bankers recoup. Go in there, grab the territory while they're sitting there with their hands in their pockets and their eyes rolling around the sockets of their heads, and take their power away from them.
Your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
By the way, a listener called in and said Rick Wiles is now in Vera Beach, Florida. I did not know that. And Mike, thanks for this. He said, he made a comment off air. He said, half the children killed in Columbine were killed by the SWAT team. Well, and look what they did. They waited 3 hours to go in there, knowing full well there were bombs going off, as reported, and gunfire. And they just waited. What were they waiting for? And, well, we'll never make that mistake again. You know, we're SWAT ready. We got our MRAPs, and we're home to kill. Well, evidently, somebody killed something. But who's lying? And I'll tell you what, watch the stories. Watch the stories on the news just absolutely up and dry, just up and dry away. Dry up and blow away. There we go. Let me get the... Incredible. Incredible. 800-313-9443. The Brexit nightmare. You going to say something, Ron?
Yeah, I was saying J.P. Barton last week predicted that the European Union would collapse. So I think he has an in on it, doesn't he?
Well, say that again?
J.P. Barton, the guy from Ireland? Yeah. He had mentioned that that the European Union would collapse. He said there's no way it's going to make it.
Well, who's carrying all the weight now is Germany. And Germany, they can't survive. They've got over a $70 trillion derivative bubble out there floating around.
Jesus.
Okay, so, and how are they going to cover that? With more debt? They're going to borrow more money against $70 trillion? That's just Germany, folks. Remember what we said here, and I had this confirmed by a J.P. Morgan manager, and he was scared. This is back in September of 09. He was down from New York, coming down here to Austin to calm the fears of the local natives in the Chase bank system. And he flat out told me, I said, my sources have told me that these mortgage-backed securities, the derivatives, the insurance, everything that they floated off of this thing is between $1 and $1.4 quadrillion dollars. He looked me right square in the eye, and he nodded his head yes.
Wow.
He confirmed what my sources were telling me, and he knew. He was at ground zero in New York City. So what are they going to do now? Put all this on the onus of Germany? They're about ready to string Merkel up over there. This little communist coming from the East Bloc slides in with her pretty little smile and becomes Chancellor of Germany, or Prime Minister, whatever the hell they're calling him nowadays, and just absolutely leads Germany to ruin. Again, after World War One, after World War Two, here we go. Germany, I got a hint here. Why don't you change your name? Because evidently, anytime anybody hears Germany, oh, kill them, kill them, kill them. Well, something's still moving, kill it again. Holy man. All right, hour two coming up. When you're at work or at play, listen to RBN anytime from your phone, folks, at 605-562-5111. That's 605-562-5111. And I call that the Wide Nine. You can listen to live stream, Mike Rivera's program, my program, podcast, on demand, previous show. It's wonderful, and people are starting to get acclimated to it and use it. As long as you got a device, I don't care what it is, it's got unlimited minutes, 605-562-5111. Real news, real talk, and real people, because you can handle the truth.
You still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further.
Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.